to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and
And this technology, folks, is what's important. important.
Because the Bible clearly
Here's the point. knowing what their own words and their own interviews.
We expose that with
actual corporations.
Again,
take a look at their actual
that you will see with your own eyes.
What they're planning on doing with their own
media,
words, with their own interviews,
their actual video clips.
Again, and the first area that they're pushing
this,
of course, they have been pushing
from their promotional media
and retail industry.
What you stop and think about it from a
and the first area that they're pushing this, of course,
that
they have been pushing for quite some time now,
and
the retail industry.
What you stop and think about it from a
that's where you buy
Bible
and
prophecy.
And so instantly, that's where they're going in. They've been going in for quite
retail industry.
That's where you want. That's where you buy
and
sell.
Literally
and
track
so
and monitor
all retail
items,
everything you can think of buying and selling.
And their plans
is
we expose
to literally track and monitor all retail items
throughout the entire
think of buying and selling
retail chain. This is a global plan,
blanket,
not just America.
Doesn't matter.
Not just
throughout the entire
is the whole planet.
All these countries are working together.
They've got organizations.
It's not just
EPC communications.
They're
working on
all these countries are working together.
Everybody using
the same
organizations,
so this can communicate
anywhere in the world at any time in any country.
Okay,
this is already
everybody
being
laid
down frequencies,
so this
can communicate anywhere in the world at
any
time in any country.
Okay,
this is already being laid down.
They're going to use this technology.
And the problem is, it isn't just
talked about
them mining
our personal data.
Okay,
monitor our shopping
habits.
They're going to use this technology.
We already
expose
predictions
to better market us
to mine our personal data.
And it wasn't just in the store.
Monitor our shopping habits
now
and make trends
predictions.
They want to do this
better market us to get more
and even all the way into your trash
in the store that they're
doing they call it the life
now.
Cycle of the products
and
they want to do
they
this
figure out everything about
and even all the way
into
your
product,
trash
how long we pick it up
they call it the life
cycle
of the product
we didn't purchase
and that way they can figure out everything about
what we do with the product
how can they better
pick it up
did we pick it up did we purchase it
and we didn't purchase it
okay
and that's what we saw with the labeling
and I'll show it again as a better market
was.
So that we can buy more of the products. Okay?
And that's what we
greed.
Saw with the Moto.
See, that's the
and I'll share it again as a disclaimer, if you will.
Built.
Okay, for
I'm
a lot of the corporations,
their motive is everybody in the corporations
that's the
dang
CEOs
carrot.
There's like,
yeah, so I know that I'm working
okay,
with
for a lot of the corporations,
I'm not saying everybody in the corporations and the CEOs,
people,
they're
behind
the scenes.
I know that I'm working with the
Antichrist.
I'm not saying that necessarily.
By and large, I think the corporations, why they're going
for it,
is because, man,
they're going to
know what they're doing. I do believe some do.
It's going to be a waste.
By and large, I think the corporations, why they're going for it, is because they're going to find out all kinds of personal data about this.
Cash.
It's going to be a waste,
and
it's going to follow us everywhere we go.
Because
okay.
They're going to find out
and
all
so
kinds of personal
greed.
Data about it.
And for you and I,
like,
this
try to get us going along with this,
everywhere we
of course,
go.
Is the angle of convenience.
Okay. And so
okay.
It's greed.
But here's the point.
And
for you and I, to try to get us going along with this,
of course,
is the angle of convenience.
Okay.
Work for the
but here's the point.
System,
I don't think that they,
2,000 years ago, but here's my point.
Know that they're helping
they're
to
building the system.
Maybe
work for the Antichrist
tool,
system.
But we do know at some
2000
point,
years ago. But here's my
once
point:
once this global system gets fully
they're building
into place,
the system,
folks,
the Antichrist
maybe greed
is going to hijack it.
Now
we do know at some
point.
Okay, you're
once
seeing
this global system
gets fully into place,
folks,
the Antichrist is going to hijack it.
Literally, come
that's the whole point.
I mean, folks,
you're seeing
this system
blows my mind away. Even after
doing this,
literally coming to pass.
Like I can't believe
it. It's still
blows my mind away.
Even after
me and doing this system, communication system,
I can't believe that
we have the technology to
do what.
Again, we don't just have a global
economy and distribution system, communication system.
How can
but
we
have
the technology
what
to
do what
single person on the planet
have blown the
could literally buy
John's
himself?
Mind away.
Unless somehow
how
you were able to identify
every
single
person
on the planet,
including
what they
buy
and sell,
could literally buy
every single product.
Unless
somehow
you were able to identify every single person on the planet, including what they buy and sell, which includes every single product.
Here, listen,
that's what this technology is doing.
And again, that was the retail industry. The second industry that I want to talk about tonight, Dr. Montes, is
already
being implemented, folks.
And
again, that was the retail
industry.
The second industry that I want to talk about tonight, Dr.
Montes,
remember,
it's already being implemented,
folks. We don't just buy and sell retail industry.
Not just
we buy and sell
industry,
what's the thing?
But the food
that we spend our money on.
Remember, it's
buy
food,
and sell.
Right?
We don't just buy and sell retail products.
You got to get some food.
We buy and sell.
What's the basis, folks?
That we spend our money on.
It's food,
okay,
right?
You can't eat a computer.
I kid you not.
You got to get the food.
They not only
they're
covering
plans
all the bases,
to monitor
folks,
control
what we buy and sell.
Single,
okay,
and
they
I mean
every
I kid single
not. Billion.
They not only have
plans
to monitor control every
be able to
communicate and call that product everywhere in the world.
They're
doing the same thing with the food supply.
Product on
the whole
they plan on being able to communicate and follow that
microchip technology.
Folks,
they're doing
the
same thing with the food
real
supply.
Time,
okay,
the
they
entire
plan on using the
RFID around the world,
microchip technology,
and
folks,
if you want
to
know
track
a buzz
in
phrase,
real time,
the
entire
this,
food
chain
around the world.
If you guys recall
and
back
if you
in
want
the final
a
countdown
buzz
interviews,
phrase, for this, it's called farm to the fork. If you guys recall back in the final countdown interviews, we dealt with the one world religion, and some of the buzz phrases you need to watch out for is the ecumenical movement or interfaith or interfaithism. When you read those in newspaper and articles, really what you might as well supplant it, that's one world religion. It's the same thing here, folks. When you see this term farm to fork, Well, that's basically, in a nutshell, is their terminology that they want to track that all of our food supply all the way from the farm, and as we're going to see, not just animals, but plants, every piece of food from the farm at its beginning, at its birth, okay, all the way basically into our stomachs. They're going to track it all over the place. Okay? And again, the angle that they're trying to get you and I to go along with this is convenience. Okay? And what they say is, hey, listen, this might sound kind of freaky that we're now going to monitor not just every retail item, but all your food. But you really should let us do this, because if you recall the scenario with the having all the items on the planet tracked, didn't that sound like a wonderful environment? And this is, if we do it with your food too, hey, that'll cover everything that you buy and sell. You'll enter into such a convenient world. Oh, it'll save you time. Oh, it'll be so convenient. It'll be fun. In fact, listen to what this article says. This is a person who actually went into the stores that are already fully implemented with this technology. Again, folks, I cannot belabor this point enough. It's not just here, the technology, and waiting to be used. It's already being used. It's already being implemented in various sectors around the world. And here's the one in Germany. It's called the Extra Future Store. Okay? And here's what the person said. She says, I'm in a supermarket called the Extra Future Store in Rheinberg, Germany. And I'm jonesing for a bit of Philadelphia cream cheese. So I feed my request into the touchscreen console in my shopping cart, and up pops a map showing the optimal path to the dairy section. Well, I steer over there, I follow the map, and I grab a box of the Philadelphia cream cheese. It's a regular name, but boy, it's much smarter than the average cream cheese, because this package carries a computer chip that talks to a 2-millimeter thin pad lining in the shelf that's underneath the box. And so when I pick up the package of cheese, sensors in the pad notify the store's database that the box has been removed. I exchange the plain one for the one with herbs, and then I'm racked with indecision. So then I snag the low-fat version. It turns out it's not really all that low-fat anyhow, so I put it back down. Listen to what she says. She says, my waffling, my indecision with this cheese, do I buy it, do I not buy it, she says, will produce a flurry of data back at the what? At the Kraft Food Headquarters. Whoa, wait a second. How in the world, this is in real time, people. This person picks up she's just in a random grocery store. She goes down a random aisle. She picks up a random product, Philadelphia cream cheese, okay? And then because based on what she did with that, she picked it up, put it back, it created a report back at Kraft Food Headquarters. Hey folks, that's already happening, okay? That's what this technology does all over the world. They're gonna know everything you do with not just retail items, but now food items, okay? She says the company, in this case Kraft Food Headquarters, which gets this information, they get so because they are helping to subsidize the smart shelf and the microchips attached to the packages, and in exchange for that, they get to utilize this data, direct quote here, to analyze my behavior. Okay, why? So they can better market us. She continues, the marketing department will likely draw some kind of conclusion from my indecision, okay, and possibly change the term low-fatness to something else because they noticed that that's what got me to put the product down. Folks, I'm not making this up. This is what this technology allows them to do. And she says, of course, then that means they'll have serious insight into my personal shopping habits. She says, back in the aisles, antennas suspended from the ceiling track my position, and a server beams information about specials to my cart's console. The prices on the 35,000 remote-controlled LCD labels, notice they're not the ones that are automatically stuck on there, these are LCD. Why? So they can change them. We talked about that last time. She says the 35,000 remote-controlled LCD labels flickering on the shelves rise or fall each night with inventory levels. Okay? She said, for instance, you throw that 10-pack of juice boxes into the cart. When there's still two pallets in the back room, it could cost you $1.99. But if you show up, after a Saturday afternoon rush, you'd be looking at $2.53. Now, we saw last time, hey, folks, that they're not only going to bilk you out of as much cash as you can, not just based on inventory in this scenario, but as we saw, they're going to know everything about you and on your financial information and whether you're a good customer or a bad customer, and you'll be penalized if you're a bad customer. We talked about that last time. Okay, then she continues. She says, after I choose a bottle of Pantene shampoo, and she says, well, by the way, Pantene will be interested to know that I opted for the smooth and soft variety only after picking up a different bottle first. Okay, again, they, a whole different company, a whole different product, and a whole different idol, aisle gets to find out information about this person, what they did with that product. Folks, I'm not making this up. It's all there. And just very quickly, as you're looking at that, they're not only watching us, monitoring us, but why are they doing that? To better market us, to change their packaging, to learn everything about us individually, to give us individual pricing. What does that have to do with convenience? It has nothing to do with convenience. It's all about them figuring out how to know every little nook and cranny about our psyche, about how we shop, so that they can market us better to get more money. That has nothing to do with convenience, folks. And I'm telling you, it is greed that is the dangling carrot to get these corporations to be willingly going along with this system, help fund this system, to rip us off like we've never dreamed of our personal freedoms.
Hold that thought, but I think behind that there are powerful spiritual forces. Unless you understand that, none of this makes sense. Go right ahead, Pastor Belly.
Well, and that's just absolutely it. That's the other missing dilemma, because you go, oh, man, that's just, it's crazy. This is, sounds like a science fiction thing. Folks, it's not science fiction. It's biblical fact. It sounds like science fiction because people...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Various businesses, how wonderful this is going to be, how you're going to be able to market things so much better to the people, and how the time will come, and they're already beginning to install these in Walmarts across the country, where you're not have to go through a line and check out. You'll simply be able to push your cart through the line, and of course the meters, the scanners will scan everything in the cart, and you'll just walk out. You won't have to do anything. They'll know who you are, and they will know what you bought, and so there won't have to be any checkers there at all. And, of course, to comment what the people installing the new cash registers in the Walmart stores is, well, there are going to be a lot of people who've been working on checkers who are not going to have any jobs. Ladies and gentlemen, this is exactly what they intend. And those of you who haven't seen that, a wonderful IBM commercial, they used to show it. They did for some time, actually showing a fellow in the store walking up and down the aisles, big overcoat, pushing things very surreptitiously into the inside pockets of his overcoat. You know he's a shoplifter. He moves towards the exit of the store. He's got, his overcoat loaded down with things he's pilfered. At least you think he's pilfered. And as he tries to leave the store, somebody runs up to him and says, pardon me, sir, you forgot your tag. And that's what it was. Everything's been scanned, and he's simply going to get that deducted from his account. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what they're planning. With that will come total control and knowledge about everything everybody's doing. Pastor Billy, go right ahead.
Well, and that's just it. It really is here, folks, and it's just, you know, I'll just share my heart with you. You know, hello, I'm married. I have two kids. I got two wiener dogs, okay? I wish this stuff wasn't happening, okay, but it is. And I think if anybody, what are you going to do? You're going to stumble across this information, put your head in the sand? How is that being a loving person? I mean, if you really care, if you really want to make a difference, then do something. Yeah, it's kind of freaky, it's kind of scary, but we're trying to do what we can to get people equipped, okay? And it's there. We put the videos on there. We're not making this up. This is not some YouTube hack job. These are the actual promotional videos from the actual companies. We're not making this up. And hopefully it would get you motivated to get out of denial or start making a difference, or both. Do something, please. And you know, we try to do our part in making a difference. But, folks, I'm telling you again, listen to this. If you don't think that they're going to track the food supply, not just in the store but even your home, listen to this. Gillette's Vice President of Global Business Management, he's a guy named Dick Cantwell. Okay, check it out yourself. He said, quote, direct quote, they look forward to, quote, using readers to track consumers' use of products at home. Gillette sees the technology engaged in direct consumer marketing, which rely on personalized information obtained from readers installed where products are actually used, say, in your refrigerator. That's a direct quote, folks, from Gillette's Vice President of Global Business Management. Okay? We're not making this stuff up, folks. They want to be able to track everything that we do, or products, including food, all the way, every arena around the world. Now, here's the point, folks. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that, yeah, that sounds kind of cool. Maybe it is kind of convenient. And again, that's the carrot for you and I, the individual, for the corporations. Is, man, they're going to bilk us out of some serious cash, okay, because they're going to market us like never before, okay? But, folks, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that once you employ this kind of technology in the total retail industry and now the food industry, it literally could easily develop into a system where somebody can now start telling us what we can buy or sell. Hey, we've never heard that before. Okay? And again, folks, that's the point. That's where it's ultimately leading to. This isn't just a privacy issue. It's a biblical issue. It's a spiritual issue. Folks, there's a real spiritual battle going on. This is not a game. Again, God gave us the heads up 2,000 years ago if we would only read. And we provide that for you as well. Now, the second justification they use, again, on the convenience angle, is not only, hey, man, if you allow us to track every single food product on the planet, hey, it's not going to make for a really cool, convenient shopping experience, okay? It's going to make sure that your food is fresh. Oh, yeah. And believe it or not, folks, they want to say again, oh, no, this isn't about greed. We're here to satisfy our customer. Customer satisfaction, that's why we got to have this. We want to make sure that you always have fresh food products available, which is a bunch of baloney, folks. Come on, let's be honest. Okay, if you own a company, right, you want your product out there on the shelf, not just for the customer. It's called good business. You want your product out there available at all times because it maximizes your product, okay? And the reason why they would want to keep your food fresh isn't just for us. It's because if it's bad, we're not going to buy it, and so they miss out on sale. It has nothing to do with that. But that's not all that they can do with this technology. Okay, folks, these RFID tags can actually sniff your food to ensure that it's fresh, okay, and whether or not it's gone bad. And when we get back from the break, I'll tell you what this technology can do. And again, folks, how scary it is that this technology is now, I would say, opening the door for governmental control of what we can buy and sell. And that, to me, is step one of providing the platform for the Antichrist.
And we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, again, let me show you what this technology can do. It not just monitors stuff and helps to keep it on stock, but again, this technology is very sophisticated, folks. And it can actually sniff food, okay, to ensure its freshness. And that's because, as we saw before, this tiny microchip that this RFID technology is, it not only stores and receives information, okay, but part of the information it can store and monitor is things like temperature or humidity or shock or things of that nature. And so that can be used on food to, quote, sniff out, okay, spoilage during shipping, things like produce or meat, fish, baked goods, doesn't matter, whatever it is, okay? And so they admit that this sniffing ability that, you know, not just tracking ability, but the sniffing ability on food, okay, is needed because the, perishable food products account for, quote, half of all retail sales in the U.S. alone, and that 10% of that goes to waste, listen, before consumers can purchase them. Now stop and think about that statement. Is this really about consumer satisfaction? Is this really about they love us so much, they, oh, you've got to let us track all the food items because we desperately want you, we care about you so much, we want you to have fresh food? No, they just admitted it. If it's rotten, we don't buy it, and so they lose out on money. It had nothing to do. Now here's the whole point in combining all this technology together, this tracking and sniffing ability of RFID on food products. Folks, it's scary when you think about where it could lead to. For instance, listen to this, folks. Imagine now, because everything's being tracked and monitored, including the food, if a particular food product was said by the government or some authority figure to be unhealthy for our consumption. Hey, are we being prepared for that? Yes, we are. We'll get to that in a second, okay? With this new tracking and sniffing ability, folks, on RFID tags on now our food supply, okay, everything could be monitored, including what we buy and sell, and we have no place to hide. Okay, and if you don't think that they plan on doing that, folks, listen to what NCR Corporation said. This was in a promotional piece. You could check it out yourself. It's called 50 Ideas for Revolutionizing the Store Through RFID. It says, quote, if food or clothing were tagged with RFID that could provide ingredients and materials composing the item, listen, shoppers could be warned about items to which they or a family member was allergic to when those items were placed in their shopping carts or baskets equipped with RFID readers. A smart system could suggest alternatives that did not contain the problematic component and tell the shopper where to find them. Now, you might think, well, hey, that's not too bad of a deal. I'm being told that's kind of convenient. Whether or not I accidentally put a food item in my shopping cart or
Hold that thought. Well, today's guest this evening is Pastor Billy Crone, actually talking about how basically when suddenly they will know who you are, or you put something in your grocery cart, which is certainly all wired, and let's imagine you have an allergy to it. Well, basically they're going to be able to let you know that you actually have bought a product that you're allergic to. Wouldn't that be convenient? You wouldn't even have to think. The grocery cart would tell you everything that you needed to know. But, of course, what about the danger of what's going on? Of course, this is the thing that people have to understand is they will have a dossier on you. They will know your allergies. They'll know your wants, what you want, how much money you have, whether or not you are a big spender or a small spender. They will be able to track everything about you. Go right ahead, Pastor.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, think about this particular scenario. We just talked about the scenario earlier about how whether we purchase the product or whether we look at it and put it down. Did that take 5 seconds? How long did we look at it? Did we put it in the cart? Did we put it back on the shelf? Or did we pick it up immediately right away? All that information in real time gets to go back to the headquarters so they can figure out how to market us. But think about this item, folks. That's happening in real time. Okay, so that means it's all interconnected. This scenario where they warn you of a potential allergic product that you actually put in your shopping cart sounds convenient, but stop and think about it. I mean, this is in real time. I mean, just draw the scenario out in your mind, folks. Let's just pick an allergy that some people are allergic to, peanut butter. You accidentally pick up a thing of peanut butter. You're not personally allergic to it, but maybe your son is, okay, and you just forget. You had a senior moment or something or whatever. And so you put it in the cart, and just imagine yourself right now, you're picking it up, you're putting it in the cart. What'd that take? What, 3 seconds? Okay, and then all of a sudden, instantly, there's an alert. Okay, you're alerted by your shopping cart not to purchase that product because of an allergy. Now think of how fast that technology is all interconnected. Okay, within 3 seconds, it identified it, okay, and then instantly, within probably a half a second, it spit back a warning to you from somewhat, from some database on you. So it not only scanned the product, but it scanned the product with you, your financial information, but now even your health information. Hey, do we see any signs of the government taking control of the health care? That would be kind of scary, wouldn't it? But anyway, we'll get to that maybe later. Okay, but so now they do it within 3 seconds. It's in real time. I mean, folks, think of what is in place for this to pull off. But here's the deal. You're absolutely right, Dr. Monteith. That database technology, as we already talked before, is already here. They're just tying it all together. That's what this technology does. The structure's there, folks. The global databases, again, the global economy, the global communication system, this is the final piece, this RFID technology. This is what connects every single person, every single product, every single item on the planet to the system, okay? That's how important this technology is, and you need to get equipped with it. Now, here's the problem. You might think, well, okay, that's so what? So what? So they know that I'm allergic or my son's allergic to peanut butter. I think that's kind of cool in case I do have a senior moment. Well, folks, the problem is this. I mean, come on. One day it could be voluntarily, okay, that you enter into this system under convenience, but one day what if it becomes mandatory? And, folks, I'm telling you, I truly believe, step by step, we are already being prepared for a mandatory governmental authority, somebody to dictate what we can and cannot eat, what we can and cannot buy and sell, which is preparing the way for the Antichrist, Revelation 13. And the first step we see this is we've gotten people used to being penalized for food products. Here, just in New York, folks, they've been talking for quite some time now on a fat tax on drinks, and some of it's called the fat tax or obesity tax. Check it out yourself. In the state that I live in, folks, that you're going to be taxed if you have a non-diet product, like if you get regular pop or soda, as opposed to diet stuff. You're actually going to get taxed higher. And so here's the point. Might sound like much, but you get used to authority penalizing you for a particular food product, then it continues to get worse. And they not only tax us on certain food products, and we put up with that, okay, then they start to ban stuff. Here in New York, they want to ban trans fatty food in restaurants. You think, well, that's good. Well, folks, hello, this is America. I'm not saying it's the greatest thing to do for health, but if somebody wants to go in and order a basket of fries, this is America. They can do that, okay? Why do we need an outside authority to get us to tell us what we can buy and sell? I thought this was America and we could choose to do that. But again, this is conditioning, folks. We're getting used to an authority tell us what we can and cannot do with our food supply. And one person, when they were talking about banning this in the restaurants here, he said this. He says, well, the restaurateurs are not going to be happy. Quote, I expect this opens the door. This is just trans fats. It says, I expect this opens the door to caffeine, sugar, salt, alcohol, whole milk, and any other ingredients that these lunatics want to attack. And that's just it, folks. Once you go down this route and you allow somebody else to tell you and penalize you and or flat out ban from you a particular food item, you just open up Pandora's box, okay? What else is it going to be next, okay? And that's precisely what they're doing. In fact, folks, I'm telling you, it is going to move. In fact, it's already moving from a voluntary system of what we can buy and sell including food, to a mandatory one. One person observed this, quote, listen, imagine what would happen if health insurers, public health officials, and even employers could also do and peer over your shoulder if they had the ability, and that's what this technology does, to peer over your shoulder at your food choices. And then they could set their own restrictions on what food products you could or couldn't buy. Listen, already police departments have fired officers for smoking cigarettes in their off-duty hours, claiming that smoking raises health insurance costs for others. Employees in King County, Washington, that's the Seattle area, will be charged an extra $1,000 in annual health care fees if they don't participate in a health incentives program that monitors, direct quote, their lifestyle choices, which includes what you eat. Why wouldn't these same tactics, they say, someday be deployed in the supermarket? The grocery cart, remember the one with the allergy? It told you if you had an allergy product? Listen, the grocery cart that watches your spy chip food choices would make it possible for employers and health insurance companies to impose similar conditions on people's grocery store purchases. You get that? Next thing you know, folks, they got control of your food supply. And you can't buy red meat anymore because that doesn't fit your health incentive program with your employer. And you might be able to go to the store and pick it up, but you can't pay for it because an alarm goes off or it refuses to allow you to go to the automated checkout system until you get it out of your cart. I'm not making this up, folks. This is the reality, what they're building for us, okay? And again, it's conditioning us to have an outside authority tell us to what, for the first time in mankind's history, what we can buy and sell anywhere on the planet. That's what this technology can do. And then they continue on. Well, hey, why stop at tobacco? Cops could lose their jobs for buying red meat or beer. Giving computers the power to prevent shoppers from buying certain products sounds like a Big Brother increment waiting to happen. And that's not the only place, folks. I'm telling you, it's going all over the place. Another article says this. You might lose your job if you smoke or eat junk food. In an effort to reduce health care costs, employers are beginning to scrutinize the lifestyle habits of their employees. Listen to that, folks. Can you believe that? Your employer is going to tell you what you can and cannot eat. And it says even those that happen outside of business hours. It says it's commonplace for insurance companies to question clients about their smoking habits, their weights, or other health issues. However, a new trend has employers screening employees and a new job applicants for these same factors. And the following factors could now put your job on the line because now the list is increased. We're getting conditioned to this, having an outside entity tell us what we can and cannot do, including food consumption. Smoking, blood pressure, blood glucose levels, body mass, or bad cholesterol. Okay? And, for instance, folks, this has been going on for quite some time if you've been paying attention. September 2007. The Cleveland Clinic began screening potential employees for nicotine, and if anything is found in their system, they're denied employment. Now, folks, I'm not recommending smoking. I don't smoke, and I don't recommend it. But I'm telling you, we've opened up Pandora's box, and once you have an outside source tell you what you can and cannot do with your body, including food consumption, it just never stops. That was just the beginning. Listen to this. Another company, Clarion Health, plans to start charging employees $5 a paycheck if they're found using tobacco or have abnormal levels of cholesterol or high blood pressure. Meanwhile, employees in another company called Waco Incorporated can be charged $50 fees per paycheck, not only if they smoke, but if their spouse smokes as well. You talk about invasive. And it says this, privacy advocates are concerned that these monitoring trends will get out of hand slightly with employers charging fines for eating fast food or visiting the tavern. Most experts believe, however, that as health care costs continues to rise, employers will continue to enact penalties for unhealthy behaviors. And, folks, I'm telling you, with the health care bill that recently passed, we are going to see an avalanche, a total tsunami, in my opinion, of this kind of behavior because employers are going to be looking all around the place to figure out how in the world we're going to pay for all this stuff, okay? And they're going to look for any way to cut corners and get some sort of incentive. And the government throws out an incentive. Hey, if you get all your employees to stop having bad cholesterol and lower their consumption of whatever XYZ, folks, they're going to do it. And they're going to threaten you with your job. It's all the pieces are already in place. And this technology, folks, allows them to do just that. Okay, it's already happening, folks. And that's what this technology does. But listen to this. They got another little tool out there that will monitor you anywhere you go. Okay? It's called the Mobile Shopping Assistant. Check it out for yourself, folks. And it not only, again, under the guise of convenience, it not only helps you plan your next trip at the store, at home, by the way, because it allows you to scan the barcodes or the RFID tags on your food products, or you can enter manually, or as we saw, or we show you in the video, your appliance could do it for you automatically. But it has another feature on this mobile shopping assistant. Okay, it's called the Permanent Companion. Sounds kind of creepy. Let me tell you what it is. It not only helps you prepare, quote-unquote, your shopping list, what you're going to eat, not at home, but even on the road. It's with you wherever you go. Listen to this. It has this function. It's called the Real Body Coach, okay, which helps consumers keep a healthy diet and lose weight. The Real Body or Real Figure Coach helps you keep an eye on your weight and calories. The device uses personal information to calculate your calorie balance and suggest recipes for suitable meals. The energy balance shows you at a glance whether you can eat a little more or you should start exercising. Or in other words, hey buddy, you're not going to buy that candy bar. Folks, they plan this thing. They plan this kind of scenario. Anywhere we go, anywhere in the world, okay, we will be told what we can do, if we can sit, if we can go, if we can eat, if we can not eat, if we can buy, if we can... Folks, I'm telling you, who in the world would have thought 2,000 years ago when this prophecy came into being, recorded for you and I, and has been sitting there this whole time in Scripture, that we would be talking of things like this in such great detail that is laying the foundation for this for the first time in mankind's history to come to place. This is absolutely amazing, folks. It's here. It's not just coming. It's already being put into place, and you need to understand. This is the final linchpin that ties every individual piece on the planet together, including the food supply, that the Antichrist at some point we know is going to hijack, and we were getting prepared for this, folks. For the first time in mankind's history, there is now the ability for total, not just local, not just a section of the world, but total global control of our food supply, of what we can buy and sell. Now listen to this, folks. It gets even worse. These entities behind it even admit it, okay? Listen to this article. The global food system is becoming more like many other economic sectors. But food is different. Food is a human necessity, and it is needed on a regular basis. Those who control the global food system have the ultimate in economic power. Okay, listen to this. Duane Andreas, former chairman for Archer Daniels Midland, okay, said, the food business is far and away the most important business in the world. Everything else is a luxury. You know, computer, and you don't really need that. But and he says, listen, food is what you need to sustain life every day. Food is fuel. You can't run a tractor without fuel, and you can't run a human being without it either. Food is the absolute beginning, and what they're talking about is absolute beginning of total control over people. Okay? The real power lies in food. Now, here's for the first time in mankind's history. Who would have thought this could ever happen? Three food chains, okay, dominate the global food production system. Okay? According to this article, it says the chains are Cargo Monsanto, okay? Then you got ConAgra, and then you got Novartis ADM, Archer Daniels Midland. That's the guy that was quoting there. Okay? Now, so who would have thought for the first time in mankind's history that basically you got three entities are literally controlling our food supply, okay? Entering this technology, they can monitor, control, down to the individual level what you can and cannot eat, et cetera, et cetera. Now, to make sure that you and I don't go out of the system and start becoming self-sufficient, if you guys haven't been paying attention to what's going on with the genetically modified food issue, the GMO issue, okay, they've developed something that's called the Terminator gene. Okay, and the use of the Terminator gene, folks, will mean that all farmers, to grow crops, every year you have to return each year to these companies to get seed. And that's because this Terminator gene, what happens is the seed basically self-destructs after one planting. Now, if you know anything about farming or growing stuff, is that when you plant something, it always produces what? More seeds that you hold back some so you can have month for your next crop, right? Well, they've actually developed the seeds, folks, now that it doesn't do that. You are always forced to go back to the company now, to these entities, for your food. That's the last-ditch effort for individual freedom to grow your own food. Forget it, folks. If this thing permeates with this Terminator gene, with what they're planning on doing, you and I will always completely be dependent upon them for our food supply. They don't just have control of it, but they're guaranteeing it with modifying the seeds, okay? In fact, there's an article, you can check it out. It's called Haitian Farmers Commit to Burning Monsanto's Hybrid Seeds. That's the actual article. Check it out. It's on the web, folks. Jean Baptiste, the executive director of MPP and the spokesperson for the National Peasant Movement, called the entry of Monsanto seeds into Haiti, quote, a very strong attack on small agriculture, on farmers, on biodiversity, and Creole seeds, and on what is left of our environment in Haiti. Now, the director there in Monsanto, a lady named Elizabeth Vansil, she called the news that the Haitian Ministry of Agriculture approved the donation of a fabulous Easter gift. And that's what they did. Easter, Monsanto donated a ton of these GMO seeds, okay? These guys are literally burning them because they know what's going on. If it infects the rest of their crops, but if they start using these hybrid seeds, they're going to self-destruct after one planting, and now they will be in slavery to these people for their food supply to get the seeds. Folks, now here's my point. Put all this together. Why do you need to pay attention to what's going on? Because this is what's different, folks. This is not like, oh, you guys have been saying this for 50 years that Jesus is coming back, you need to get ready. No, folks. This is stuff that's happening for the first time in mankind's history. And it just so happens to be the complete, absolute, intimate, intricate groundwork to pull off the mark of the beast where one guy is going to control what we can buy and sell. Now, that's not the only thing. You're thinking, well, man, there's just no way in the world that people are going to roll over and let these institutions, these companies, these governmental institutions, whoever, control our food supply. Well, they've thought of that. And they're using the classic tactics that they use oftentimes to get us to surrender our freedoms. And that's called fear. And they know the historical axiom, folks. People are more apt to surrender their freedoms in the time of fear than in a time of peace. And so that's what they're doing. Everything's a crisis. Economic crisis, healthcare crisis, and we keep rolling. Well, guess what? We've got a food crisis. I mean, haven't you guys heard of all the horrible food scares that are going on with salmonella and tomatoes and peanuts and not just plants, but there's that wasting disease in deer. There's that dreaded mad cow disease, the avian bird flu. And because of all these food security scares, folks, in plants and animals, they are now getting you and I to be conditioned to cry out for some entity to somehow figure out somehow, some way, exactly what's in our food, what's being done to our food.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program with Pastor Billy Crone. Well, Pastor Billy, you've got 3 minutes to wrap things up. It's a fascinating, fascinating story, though, and you're absolutely right. And, of course, 2,000 years ago, this whole idea would have been so ridiculous. Today,
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Have a personal relationship with our Lord. And Sydney will want to get Pastor Billy Crone's 4-DVD set on RFID. It's really gripping, and because it's based primarily on the material put out by the various companies. Pastor Crone, I wish we could go on, but time is past. God bless you. Thanks very much, and we look forward to talking to you real soon.
God bless. Thank you, too, Dr.
Thank you so much. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord, you need to get Pastor Billy Crone's series. We have either the first one, the final countdown. It's 10 DVDs, and you can get the 10 DVDs or the book that goes with that or both of them together. And then you can get this 4-DVD set on RFID, and I will promise you that you will never look at the world through the same eyes again. Pastor Crone's done a great job with it recently. Really very blessed to have him come with us. But we are involved in a spiritual battle being paid out on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. And we hope you do have a personal relationship with our Lord. If not, Pastor Crone ends every one of his sermons. And, of course, they're interspersed with all the DVDs and all the video clips with a personal invitation to come to know the Lord. So now this is the time when I certainly need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. A lot of our people have been with us for many years. They're having on hard times, and they had to drop out, and we understand the difficulty so many people are having. But if you are in a position to step forward and help us so we can maintain our network of 60 outlets every week, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, and you may want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our four best tapes or CDs of the month at our newsletter, subscribe to our newsletter, get our products, perhaps make a donation, whatever you'd like to do. And if you're not in a position to contribute, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. If you'd like to get Pastor Billy Crone's DVDs, either the Final Countdown 10 DVD series, you can get them in two parts, part one, part two, or his RFID series, that's 4 DVDs in one series. Why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me remind you that the Conspiracy Conference is going to be held in the Santa Clara area at the Marriott Hotel on the Great American Parkway in Santa Clara. You can get there at 8 o'clock, 7:30 on Saturday, or any time you want to. You can call 925-449-6844. That's 925-449-6844. Go to the website, conspiracycon.com. That's conspiracycon.com, and get information, or you can simply go over there on Saturday morning or Sunday morning. It'll be both days. We're not speaking, but we will have a table there, and we've got a lot of great speakers coming. And certainly it's a fascinating conference. I don't agree with everybody, but of course they have a lot of great speakers from all different points of view. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will be seriously considering coming to the October 17th all-day conference here in Santa Cruz. And then we're having the conference at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. As always, we'll be serving lunch. We've got a great lineup of speakers. Everybody's coming. We've got to have certainly Paul Williams, who's going to be talking about Turkey, about the man who has converted Turkey from what it was as an ally of Israel into a radical Islamic state, now allied with Iran. This has only happened in the last couple of months. And of course, who is really behind that? That's Paul Williams giving a great talk. And then we'll have Sheriff Mack back, and we'll have David Ayoub talking on vaccination and things that you are not going to hear elsewhere. He's really one of the most brilliant young people we have in the country. And then, of course, Michael Shaw will be there. I'll be talking. Again, that's October 17th. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. Get your hotel reservations. Get, of course, your reservation.